We even need four of us, right? Okay, we'll call it 3 o'clock and return the council to session. We were in session, but we recessed because this is scheduled for a time certain, and now it is that time. So could you read the item, please?
Mm-hmm. Item,
two items.
Yes. 44, consider the proposal of Sam Rodriguez, Mill Creek Residential Trust, LLC, and the recommendation from the hearings officer for approval to change the comprehensive plan map designation from high-density multi-dwelling to central commercial and the zoning map designation from RHD, high-density multi-dwelling residential, with a design overlay zone to CXD, central commercial with design overlay zone, for property in the vicinity of Southwest 20th and 19th Avenues and Southwest Main and Madison Streets, LU 141054 CPZC, and item 45. Amend the comprehensive plan map designation and amendments and amend the zoning map for property in the vicinity of Southwest 20th and 19th Avenues and Southwest Main and Madison Streets at the request of Sam Rodriguez, Mill Creek Residential Trust, LLC, LU 141054 CPZC.
Okay, Commissioner Fritz, I believe you have a motion to make.
I do, Mayor, thank you. I move that the council adopts an order that states the applicant has withdrawn the underlying application for a comprehensive plan map amendment and zone change in this case. As a result, the council lacks jurisdiction to address the substantive issues raised in response to the hearings officer's recommendation on the application or to approve or deny it. All council proceedings on this application are terminated and it will receive no further consideration by the council. Council expressly takes no position on the arguments raised by the applicant, supporters, opponents, and others concerning the substantive merits of the application or the hearings officer's recommendation, and the effect of the applicant's withdrawal of the application and the council's action is that the site's comprehensive plan designation remains high-density multi-dwelling and the zoning remains RH.
Second.
Okay. Is there any more council discussion to that motion? And then we don't normally take testimony on procedural motions, but is there anyone who feels a need to speak on this item? Okay. All right. Good. Thank you. Then if there's no further discussion or public testimony, we'll take a roll call vote on the motion.
Fritz? Well, we were tempted to go ahead and move this a little earlier because we finished with our other item, and we thought, well, we'll just, it's a time certain, we shouldn't do it beforehand. So I'm really glad that we did, because here you are. The neighborhood provided a lot of really great testimony in this case, and I think that the applicant heard the testimony and weighed their options, and I certainly am very pleased with this outcome because I think it's the right designation is the RH, and I very much appreciate all of your good work. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Hales?
Thank you, Commissioner Fritz, and thank you all. I think there's a pretty consistent theme here, and at least in terms of the last couple of years of work by the Council on Land Use Decisions, and it's not been arbitrary and capricious before that, but that is that if you want to change the plan, if you want a variance or deviation from the plan that people work hard on in the legislative process, the burden of proof is on the person who wants the change. And it's a pretty high burden of proof. And there have been a number of cases here recently in the council where we've consistently applied that principle, that if you want to change the plan that people work so hard on in the legislative process, you really have to get over a pretty high bar. And that means that everybody, whether it's neighbors or property owners who want to develop or developers, has a lot of certainty about what the plan provides. And likewise, if the plan says RH, you should expect that that will develop a high-density housing development, because that's what RH means. So I believe, as somebody who's been involved in the land use process for a long time, that everybody is well served by that very high level of certainty and a very infrequent instance of the council adopting ad hoc changes to this or that pieces of property around the city. And I think that's exactly what we're exhibiting in this case. So I hope that this does improve people's confidence in the process and also reminds everybody to stay involved in the community planning side of the work, because we're working on our comprehensive plan right now, and I know there are issues in Goose Hollow and elsewhere around the city that will affect the future of the neighborhood and will affect the future outcome of cases like this. So please do stay involved, and then I look forward to the successful development of this property under the rules that apply to it. Thank you all very much. Vote aye.
We just need to note that item 45 is being referred back to the commissioner's office.
And so item 45 is referred back, and that concludes our business for this afternoon. We're recessed till 6 p.m. Thank you all.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.